One automobile is the undisputed classic, the BMW 530i X-Drive. Saracen Casino is giving the ultimate driving machine to one lucky player. Play all November at Saracen and score entries into the drawing for your chance to drive home in an exciting BMW 530i X-Drive from BMW of Little Rock and Saracen Casino. At 40 minutes from Central Arkansas, Saracen is Arkansas's closest place to play.
Saracen Casino Resort, Vegas, Arkansas style.
Gambling problem? Call 800-GAMBLER.
The love of football defines fall weekends, and in many homes, our families. But it's a demanding sport that can cause injury. That's why UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is on sidelines and in locker rooms for high schools and colleges across the state, ready to care for athletes with clinics in Central and Northwest Arkansas. UAMS Health, official orthopedics and sports medicine provider for Razorback Athletics and future Razorbacks all over Arkansas. Learn more at uams.health/team.
And we are back here and about ready to start this second half. Appreciate Berg Builders and the support of the halftime show. Nice third quarter is going to be brought to you by Farmers and Merchants Bank. As we got all kinds of great texts coming in, the Dolly Madison Zingers, the pecan wheels, got heat those pecan wheels up in the microwave for about 35, about, what'd you say? Five seconds is the magic number.
Just five.
That's all you five. Need, just five. Just don't go a little six. Soft. Not ten.
No, no one's giving love to zebra cakes. Chris Webb just sent me a zebra cake. That's not mine. I feel like a Lone Ranger.
Mark King's a big Star Crunch fan.
He's Star Crunch, yeah. As Ballard is going to set the kick, it's going to be a high kick this time as we're going to kick it back. It's going to be fielded at the 20-yard line from Catholic. Catholic is going to bring it out to maybe the 29-yard line. Mount Home did a good job on kickoff return there. Got the Carsons are listening while traveling back from Gob territory after the 8th and 9th grade Lady Bomber game. Hey, let us know the score on that, how the Lady Bombers do over there.
Bank 7-7 Monday through Friday and 9 a.m. to noon Saturday with Farmers and Merchants Live ITM Tellers. A great way to bank early in the morning before work or in the evening.
Catholic going to set up their first offensive possession of this second half at the 29-yard line. England going to take a snap. He's going to hand it off to his running back inside, and, man, it's going to be tough sledding for him again. He might pick up 3 yards as they're going to mark the ball at the 32-yard line. I mean, second down and 7. Because I'd like to see Catholic see if they're going to try to run that ball. But, man, that's going to feed right into Mountain Home's defense.
Well, you would expect them to come out with a little bit more run because whenever they've tried to pass, I mean, we've been teeing off on them. So,
Clint Walker just sent Cosmic Brownies for sure. Got the picture of it and all.
Got a few of those.
Yeah. England takes the snap. He's going to hand it off up the middle. Yeah, they're going to get a little bit of run, a little bit of yardage. He's going to come up just short of first down.
Sonia Gower said Christmas trees. My wife also said Christmas trees. You know, if you do count the Christmas tree as a zebra cake,
which
you'd be
winning.
You'd be in the lead, Brad.
Yeah. Yeah, but I don't know. Still the same.
I think oatmeal cream pies are
third down and 1 at the 38-yard line. The Rockets have to get to the 39.
Nope, he didn't cross the plane.
He didn't cross the plane. Good
He's
call.
Trying to draw him off
Blake Vacco in the middle there. Catholic, third down and 1. England's in the shotgun. Going to take the snap. He's going to hand it off. He's going to be a loss of down. Blake Vacco, Waffle House himself, comes in with the smothered and covered special for the 3-yard loss back to the 6-yard line.
I think that one was chunked and diced also. I mean, he absolutely blew through that line and gobbled him up.
Smothered, covered, slung, flung.
Chunked, diced. Chunked. All for a loss as England is upset with his coaches. He was wanting to go for it. Fourth down and 3 at the 36-yard line. Catholic unable to get first down after this opening possession as they only pick up 7 yards. Snap is back and the kick is away. It's a good kick. That's going to draw Wilbur back as he's going to catch the ball. He's going to catch it at the 22-yard line. Fair caught there. Man, England can punt the ball. He looks like Brantley back there.
He does. It made me a little nervous on how we fielded that one. Yeah, turning your hands over like that. Not
yeah, he did. He caught it above his head.
That's a good way to pop one out. So, but he did a good job covering it up.
Yeah, I know that Big Creek, there's a crowd at Big Creek hopefully watching tonight's game.
You know, I'd love to see, send us a picture from Big Creek. I'd love to see how many people are out there watching. Big shout out to them. We got to do the wing challenge out there this season. That was a lot of fun. We appreciate.
Yep. Jason Berg, our halftime sponsor, said, hey, Swiss cake rolls for sure.
Good call.
Brantley's going to take the snap. Mountain Home's first possession. It's going to be a handoff off the left side as Chenoweth's going to take initial contact. Rumble out past the 25-yard line to the 26. And pick up four downs on a great first gain for Mountain Home.
You can tell we're playing in Little Rock. I hear the sirens in the background. Makes me feel really good to live where we live, guys. Mountain Home taking their time here, getting the play in.
Mountain Home's welcome to shorten this game. They are happy to shorten this game from this point forward as it's going to be a handoff. Chenoweth is going to be brought down as he might lose a yard at the 25-yard line. We have third down and seven here on Mountain Home's opening possession. Got a big watch party from Shady Grove. Yo Bombers cheering on my grandson and team.
Third and seven.
That's awesome. His watch parties, and I hear about that throughout the week. People are like, hey, you know, I got friends over, you know, 10, 20 people. It's awesome. We really appreciate everybody Brantley supporting the Bombers like that.
Takes the snap. He's looking to pass. He's going to throw it, and he's going to be pressured, and it's going to be short. Trying to find Barrett Miller at the 30-yard line. Going to come up short. And we got fourth down seven. Mountain Home going to be forced to punt.
We talked about that. You know, Capitol's going to make some adjustments at the half.
Yep.
A few things to watch, and they obviously did there, forcing us to punt. But you got to like the way your defense is playing.
For sure. 8:45 left in this third quarter, brought to you by Farmers and Merchant Bank. Catholic was able to flip the field with their punter here. Let's see if Brantley can do it back and let our defense do its job. Snap is going to be back. The kick is going to be away, and it is another nice kick. It's going to be fielded inside the 35 by Catholic. He's going to return it out past the 40, and he's going to take a – shot as it's number 12, the Dog Dunlap. Going to run Catholic out of bounds.
Get him off the sideline. He was jawed. We had to get him off the sideline.
I think he was just asking what their favorite Little Debbies are.
I guarantee he was. Yeah.
What do you think he likes?
The dog?
Yeah. Raw meat. Raw meat, fellas.
I was going to say kibbles and bits.
He's probably like only on the Vianney sausage and potted meat diet.
Kibbles and meat pies. He probably eats meat pies. Him and Sam can talk about their meat pie selection.
Whatever it is, it turned him into a heck of a ball player. He's done a tremendous job this season.
First down and 10, Catholic at the 43-yard line, trailing 21-7. Snap's going to be fake handoff up the middle. Quarterback going to be back to pass. Uh-oh. He's got a receiver free. He's got him at the 30. Inside the 25, down the 20 as Barrett Miller finally wrestles him out of bounds inside Mountain Home's 20-yard line down to the 16. That's going to be the biggest play for Catholic in tonight's game. Maybe eclipse their total yardage. It's going to bring up first down and 10 at the 16-yard line. That's the play action pass there. First down and 10 at the 16-yard line. Mountain Home's defense first facing its first adversity of the night.
See what they can do on their heels here.
This Catholic's going to hurry to the line. England going to take snap, looking to his right to pass. He's going to be pressured. He's going to throw it up. He's got a receiver. He overthrows his receiver out of bounds. They're picking on Barrett Miller out there as Miller's running step for step with the receiver. Ball could not have been caught. It was thrown out of bounds in the end zone, on the side of the end zone. They'll be up second down and 10 at the 16.
That's not one to pick on, Tobias, because eventually Miller's going to get his.
Absolutely. But you got to think that they saw that, you know, potential injury there, and they're maybe just thinking he's a little bit injured, trying to pick on him. But you're right, that's a terrible idea because he will snatch one in a heartbeat.
England back in the shotgun on the second down, 10-16. It's going to be a handoff up the middle to his running back. Jones is going to get it. Or Lewis, I'm sorry, is going to take the ball, and he's going to be met at the line of scrimmage. It's going to be no game. Third down and 10 at the 16.
Big Nate Henderson, just submarine, boy. Great tackle.
Lady Bomber basketball manager Alyssa Campbell watching from her home. She says Swiss cakes are the way to go. Third down and 10 to 16 as the clock is inside of 7 minutes and 37 seconds. England looking to pass, looking left, looking right, now being forced out of the pocket. He's going to be pushed out of bounds by Caden Del Soto. He's going to get inside the 15 to the 14. I'm going to say the 13-yard line is where he's going to get. It's going to bring up fourth down and 7. Guys, what do you do if you're Catholic right here?
I think they better take the points.
I do too. But they're going for it. Catholic is leaving their offense on the field, fourth down and seven at the 13-yard line.
Oh, yeah. They've got to go for it.
The best opportunity Catholic's had to score. The only scoring they've had so far has been on defense with the interception return for a touchdown. England's going to send a man in motion. He's going to take the snap. It's going to be a pass out to the running back in the flats, and it is going to get nowhere. He's going to be short of the first down. It's Caden Del Soto, the Dog Dunlap out there. Barrett Miller, Elijah Hillstrom doing good work for Mountain Home. They are going to stop him. It is going to be a turnover on downs as Mountain Home is going to take the ball inside the 10-yard line. Dunlap backing up that little jaw jacking, wasn't he?
He was, man. Don't talk unless you can back it. He doesn't.
I wonder
if they might try to give him the football.
Mount Holmes offense needs to take some time and flip this field right here. They're back in their own goal line, in the shadow of their own goal post as Brantley takes the snap. Hands off to Chenoweth. He's going to be tackled.
Trouble there. They sniff that one out. I don't know that I'd be bragging like that too much.
No, but that 47's got to move. He's got a first step that is one of the quickest I've seen.
That's Baranek for Catholic. Is Chenoweth the slow to get up right here?
But he's running his soup coolers a little bit down there.
Yeah, he is. He is. I don't know that I would get up and do that but when you've had less than 100 yards total offense. But I guess you're doing your part as offense. The ball's going to be marked at the 2-yard line. It's going to be a 6-yard loss. We have second down and 16 on the 2. Chenoweth out. Dunlap in. Brantley's going to turn around and hand it off to Dunlap.
Oh, no.
Dunlap is going to get it out of the end zone. It is almost a safety, but he reaches the ball across the goal line. Reaches the ball across the goal line. It's going to be marked down at the 1-yard line. Because I'd like to see a little slant pass over the top of them right here. Yeah, they are sending all in, trying to get a loss of yardage.
You got
to
pop it quick, Brad, but you ain't lying. They're sending the house.
The boys next door thought it was a safety.
Brantley going to take a snap. He's going to give it to Dunlap. Dunlap's going to go off the left side. He's going to pick up 3 yards, get the ball back out to the 3. Mount Holmes going to be forced to punt. Guys, here's the deal. If he could have broke one tackle, he would have been gone. Yeah, they sent everybody there to try to get that safety.
Yeah, now this is going to present a little bit of a challenge, guys. He is going to be kicking short of what a typical punt would.
Catholic has not had a lot of pressure on our punter so far. Let's hope that doesn't come back to bite us, and they do on this one.
We got one guy deep, but you got to go ahead and anticipate. They're sending the house.
They should. This is their best opportunity. They get a block punt. They can get a safety here.
We're going to have to kick the laces off this one, guys.
Brantley takes a snap, able to get away quick, and it's a low driving punt. It's going to be fielded at the 40 for Catholic. He's going to bring inside the 30 of Mountain Home. They're going to bring him down at the 25-yard line. Catholic's going to be in business with good field position here as they have the ball first and 10 at the 25-yard line.
This is where you need your defense to not get too excited. They've been in this position before.
Yep, they just got off the field, fourth down inside their own, 10 technically there. I'd watch the pass. I'd watch the play-action pass right here as England. That's been his best way to score so far. First down and 10 at the 25-yard line of Mountain Home. Catholic trailing 21-7, Mountain Home up. 5:34 left in this Farmers and Merchants third quarter. It's going to be a handoff up the middle as Lewis is going to fight for yardage. Fall forward for 3. Going to bring up second down and 7 as he gets the ball to the 22-yard line. Appreciate Farmers and Merchants Bank and everything that they've done and their sponsor of the third quarter this year.
Yeah, if you're looking for an experienced commercial lending team, call Farmers and Merchants Bank today.
England's going to take the snap. He's looking to pass. It's a double move. It's going to be high pointed by the receiver, and Catholic's going to get in for a touchdown. Mountain Home missed the tackle, and they are going to say touchdown. Oh, wow. 22-yard touchdown on the double move. Receiver catches the ball, is able to get in, cutting this lead to 21-13, pending the extra point. Yes, Wilbur went up to try to make the interception, unable to come away with it. Catholic able to punch in with 4:58 left in this third quarter. Catholic back for the extra point. Yeah, they're going to get a false start. Big Eli Jones kind of jumped down. Looks like the left guard moved. It's going to push Catholic back 5 yards. Let's see if that matters here on this extra point.
It could, because if they miss this extra point, guys, that could prove
still an 8-point game.
Critical.
Right? Catholic able to strike first here in this second half, cutting the lead to 21-13. Extra point on suing here. Snap is back. The kick is up, and the kick is almost blocked, but it is good.
The dog almost got it. The
dog almost got through there and blocked it. Catholic cut this lead 21-14. 4:58 left in the third quarter. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hello's got a world of entertainment for you to explore with just one subscription. Sign up today and start watching all the networks you love, like A&E, MTV, Discovery, Lifetime, Hallmark Channel, and so much more. Featuring current seasons of all the best drama, true crime, reality, and family-friendly shows you can't afford to miss. Get started today and unlock our library of over 75,000 movies and shows. And save all your favorites with the unlimited DVR so you can rewatch them anytime, anywhere, for up to a year. Philo now includes access to AMC Plus. You can discover your next obsession from its collection of hit originals like Mad Men, The Walking Dead, Killing Eve, Orphan Black, and tons of blockbuster movies. There are no contracts, no commitments, and no hassles. For just $28 a month, Philo's a better way to watch TV. So what are you waiting for? Visit philo.tv and sign up today to start your 7-day free trial. That's philo.tv.
The kick is the way. It's a high one. It's going to be fielded by Mount Home inside the 10-yard line. We're going to be
able to. He's got to run past the 30, 40, 50. He's gone, folks. Go, baby, go. Go, baby, go. Let's go. Woo.
There are no flags on the field as Connor Schultz. Who had Connor Schultz on for a touchdown? 90-something yard. Touchdown run off the kickoff. He had a hole, boys, and he went after it.
When the momentum was there, if you want to just stomp it on the throat, if you want to kill momentum, go ahead and take a kickoff back to the house. That'll kill it.
Guys, the lane that the special team set up there for him to run through, that is just like you draw it up. Incredible special teams there.
We got a legal shift here, it looks like. Legal men, too many men on the field. Catholic has like 18 players on the field.
2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12. They got 13.
They got 13 players.
They got a baker's dozen.
How about a baker's dozen? Love it. Yeah, you got to bring a couple off there, guys.
I hope we'll accept the penalty, move it half the distance to the goal. It's not going to matter. We're still going to kick this extra point, I think.
Might as well.
They're asking Coach Harry, does he want to take the penalty here? What does he want to do? This bomber man is playing in the background from our band who made the trek down here. Just got a text from Big Creek. Everyone here just exploded. We did too, guys. We did too. Huge play. I don't decide if they want to take this penalty. They're going to decline it. They're going to stay where it is. We're going to go ahead and kick this field goal. Make this a 28-14 lead with 4:46 left in this third quarter.
And what do you think the premise on that is, Brad? Just keeping the kicker in a consistent position that he's used to?
I think so. Don't get it off. Why? Make them chase us. Don't chase points. Make them chase points, right?
Right.
So snap is going to be back here. Holder's going to be down, and Ballard is going to put it up and in. 28-14 with 4:46. Mount Home snatched momentum back after the kickoff return. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits on 101.7.
Lyon College has been shaping Arkansas's future for 150 years, educating students who truly make a difference. Our alumni, they're the computer scientists, artists, engineers, business leaders, teachers, and healthcare professionals you rely on every day. And when it comes to med school, Lyon grads have an acceptance rate that's more than double the national average. Ready to be part of something big? Learn more at lyon.edu. Lyon College, building a better world, starting right here in Arkansas.
We all have our traditions, from Friday night lights to Saturday morning hunts. These are the traditions we pass down to the next generation. Now, we might have hung up our cleats a long time ago, but come tomorrow morning, we can still put on our camo and hunter orange. Because some traditions last a lifetime. Get your hunting license and enjoy a season of memories, both on the field and in the woods. This message is brought to you by the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission. Hunt natural.
As Ballard set to kick off here, we got John and Corinne Heiser from Midway. Nutty Buddies. Nutty Buddies are the bomb.
That's it.
It's a live bomb. Ball's going to be filled at the 25. And there it is. Woo! Mountain Home says, we're not giving you momentum back. It's squib kick. It went through about four people's hands.
Guess who made that tackle?
Pick. Who?
Connor Schultz. He said, let me get some more. Come on. Two fistfuls of Little Debbie's coming at you. America.
It's like that great play in defense on baseball, and he's due up the next inning, hits a bomb. That's exactly what we're talking about.
Let's see how this bomber defense here can hold on or spawn.
Catholic going to be set. Snap the ball. It's going to be handoff up the middle. Your big back Lewis is going to rumble forward out to the 28-yard line. They pick up 4 yards.
Big number 43, Brent Sesser on that one.
Farmers and Merchants Bank's mission is to promote success and improve the well-being of their employees, customers, by treating all with dignity and respect and compassion, just like the Bomber football team. Go by and see Farmers and Merchants Bank today.
Mountain Home leading 28-14 with 4:14 left in this third quarter. As England's going to take the snap. He's looking to pass. Noah Greninger is just getting hailed up the middle as the – the receiver's going to run out of bounds. England's going to be forced to throw the ball away. Greninger's asking, what do I got to do, guys, to get a penalty here? Greninger got spun around like in a wash cycle 3 or 4 times there, just getting just held up the middle. Incomplete pass, though, is going to bring up 3rd down and 6 as the ball's at the 28-yard line.
I think the offensive lineman thought they were two-stepping down there the way he was holding on. I mean, yeah. Trying to twirl him.
Well, I mean, that's the testament right there. If you can't beat your man as an offensive line, what do you have left? You got to hold him.
Hold on and pray. That's all I can do.
England's going to fake the snap. It's going to be a pass out to the wide receiver. Mount Home is all over. Great play by Barrett Miller, Talon Palmer, Hunter Estes. Just name everybody on the defensive left side right there. Great job from Mount Home as Dunlap was there on the inside. Awesome contain. That's how you play defense. You send Palmer outside, Barrett outside, you contain, then you attack. It's going to bring up 4th down and 6 after no gain. Rockets going to be forced to punt this here with 3:36 left in this third quarter.
Yeah, Greninger made him pay for that on that next play. He blew up his offensive line, and then that blocker that was in the backfield went ahead and teed off on him too.
Guys, I think Nutty Buddies are winning tonight. I just got a picture from down here from Mel Beam of Nutty Buddies. Says the punt's going to be high. It's going to be short one this time. Is this going to take a Catholic bounce, and their guy's going to catch
Thank
it.
You, brother.
22 is giving 34 to business. He's giving the business down there. It looks like number 22, Christopher Pace, is looking at 34, Brody McKee. And he's like, why would you catch that? It's about to bounce another 15 yards. But Mountain Home's the beneficiary, McKee catching that ball. We're going to take over here, 1st down at the 37-yard line.
Terry, another vote for Christmas trees. Brandy said the strawberry shortcakes. We got all kinds of. This might be the episode that makes me super hungry.
I agree.
You guys feeling it?
Mount Home's going to take the snap. It's going to be Hannah. Finally, we saw Miller and Chenoweth in the backfield together as the snap is going to go to Miller. He's going to run up the middle for 11 yards out to the 48-yard line, 1st down and 10.
I love Tobias, man. He's quick on these theme musics and stuff like that. It's like he had a previous career at WWE wrestling.
It's my dream job.
Hostess Cherry Pie. There you go. Somebody's got you on that.
Oh, okay. Cherry Pie.
So, look, guys, Miller on one side of Brantley, Chenoweth on the other. We're going to snap the ball at the 48. This time it's going to be a fake to Miller, and it's an option out to Chenoweth. He's going to get strung out. Man. He is going to put some guys on skates. Holy cow. He gets out. The aforementioned Christopher Pace had him dead to rights, and then all of a sudden he came up with nothing but air and green grass.
Yeah, he missed 4 guys to get that hard 5 yards there. That's a beautiful run by him. It looked like it was gobbled up.
Going to be a set to 3 or 4 yard loss. I'm telling you, 22 had Chenoweth squared away, and he came up and he looked up like, what just happened?
They were tripping over each other. They didn't know.
Brantley takes the snap. Handoff. He's going to go off the left side to Miller as our offensive line creates a hole. Me, Barrett, Tobias can walk through together. It's going to be into Rocket territory as he takes the ball down to the 38-yard line.
Offensive line getting it done tonight, guys. They are moving those chains.
2:32 left here in this third quarter. Brought to you by Farmers and Merchants Bank. Brantley takes the snap. He's going to go Chenoweth right side this time. Chenoweth's going to fight for yardage inside the 35, down to the 34-yard line. 4 yards, going to bring up second down 6. Guys, I mean, it's just options, right? You're back there with Brantley. You're like, I got options. Is it open left or open right? That's who I'm handing to.
We haven't seen this set that much this year, and it's all of a sudden it's like, oh, okay, Catholic, you got this figured out? Great. Let's go ahead and reshuffle this deck and see if you can figure this out.
That's right. Now all I got to do is pull it and shoot it or pass it. Chenoweth's going to take the handoff. Uh-oh. He's going to make some guys miss inside the 30. Still on his feet. Dive forward down to the – they're going to say he got pushed back to the 30-yard line. Going to bring up third down and 2.
Guys, really excited to see what they dial up here, moving the ball well. Look for him to stick it between the tackles.
Third down and 2 is Brantley. Going to get on the ball, try to draw Catholic off sides. Mountain Home at the 30-yard line of the Rockets. 1:22 left in this third quarter. Third quarter brought to you by Farmers and Merchant Bank. Brantley takes a snap. It's going to be Chenoweth. Chenoweth's going to get gobbled up this time. He's going to get back to the line of scrimmage, and that's it.
Guys, every week in the third quarter, something awesome we get to do. We get to honor one of our Fan of the Week by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. This week's Fan of the Week, if you're listening over at Big Creek, give Sarah Linneman a big high five.
That's right. Sarah Linneman is tonight's Fan of the Week. Guys, she does so much for this football program. It comes up to Gridiron Club, everything that she's doing. She does so much to help the Bomber football program out. We appreciate Sarah and also all that she does out of Big Creek for everybody.
And a big thank you to Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply.
More than a farm store. Mountain Home going for it on 4th and 2 as Brantley takes the snap. Chenoweth around the right side. He's going to drag a tackler for first down yardage as he gets down to the 27-yard line. Guys, I don't see 47 out there chirping near as much on this drive.
He's getting a little quieter, isn't he?
Yeah. No, he's gotten quiet. The guys next door, I see an acid tablets out. They've sat down. They've been standing up the whole game. Everybody's really settling in here if you're a Catholic person.
Not I'm going to be able to milk this clock and run it out in this third quarter. They're going to take a 28-14 lead into the fourth. Guys, you've been listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
Are you building a new house? Not sure where your property lines are? Strider Consulting can help. They are a civil engineering and land surveying firm located at 142 South College Street in Mountain Home. With over 23 years in the business, Strider Consulting has the experience and expertise to bring your project to life. Visit strider.consulting to see the full list of services and request your quote today. Strider Consulting is a proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers Athletics. Strider Consulting, engineering of the future.